Great. Thank you, Nicholas. We'll hopefully find out and delve a bit deeper into the ship finance market and find out what the bankers have to say. Just to introduce myself briefly, my name is Jason Chohan. I'm a senior associate at Holman Fenwick Woolen, based here in Piraeus, specialising in corporate shipping and finance. I'm very pleased to be here again and thank Capital Link for that. As a lawyer, it's not often that I get a chance to ask the bankers difficult questions, and I'm usually having to answer them myself, so I'll try and make the most of that. We have an excellent panel again. To introduce them briefly, we have George Arkadis from ABN AMRO, Dimitri Vassilakos from Citibank, Evan Cohen from DVB, and Dimitri Yalouris from Marfin. Right. We will head straight to the questions, and hopefully we'll have some time at the end of the discussion for any questions from the audience as well. So you will also have a chance, hopefully, to ask some questions of the bankers directly yourself. Right. What I would propose to do is start with a nice, easy question for all of the bankers, I think, to answer in turn. And let's start with that. In view of current market conditions, many people consider that new ship finance loans are very rare indeed. The list of banks looking to reduce or offload their shipping portfolios is gradually increasing. What is your bank's outlook for 2012? Right, George, would you like to start with that?
Okay. Well, I agree with the statement. It's very obvious that ship financing has reduced very much. This actually started in 2009 and still continues. I believe that 2012 is not going to be a very good year for lending. We have seen all the traditional ship lending banks to have slowed down quite considerably. I expect this to continue. As far as ABN AMRO is concerned, our representative office was established 2 years ago, and over this period of time we have been quite active, especially last year. We expect to continue our ship lending activity in Greece, but also in all other offices. Having said that, we have decided to focus more on existing clients rather than expanding to new clients.
Good morning to all. First, the good news. I think, as the ex-Prime Minister has said, money exists. So there is money. So City being a dollar-funded bank, one would assume that it's easier to be active in shipping or in other sector for that matter. I'll echo the views of George, however, saying that it's very hard having all this huge cloud on top of Europe to make any clear predictions about how the market will evolve during 2012. I think that pending resolution of the European sovereign debt issue, most banks will keep position vis-à-vis lending. And therefore, I expect, again, a tightening of the financial conditions, of the lending conditions. The bottom line is what you said, tighter markets, support of existing clients where you can. And I think that for big banks, the game will not be necessarily how to do more traditional bank lending, but support and direct the clients, the customers, towards alternative versions of financing their needs, given that pure bank lending will not necessarily be as abundant as it used to be.
Good morning.
actually don't really understand bankers that much. So for all of the non-existing clients out there, we're happy to speak with you. So, and for all of you who are existing clients, have heard my boring sales pitch for the past 5 years about this is all we do, and we'll be in business tomorrow and next year, and we will be, and we are. So today we have the DVB has $14.5 billion of shipping loans on the books. We did $3.2 billion of new loans last year. We'll do $3.5 billion this year. We are not the cheapest folks on the block, but we're still there, and we like to do good deals and good business. And as my first chairman said, charity begins at home. So we're around.
Good morning. Marfin, being a Cypriot bank, does not have that big exposure to the Greek government debt, which is the biggest problem right now for the Greek banks. Nevertheless, we believe and regard shipping as a core business for the bank. We will not continue to lend to any newcomer, rather than to support the existing clientele. And our focus is for 2012, due to the big challenges of the shipping markets, to retain the existing portfolio as waterproof, support our clientele, and no newcomers to our portfolio.
Okay. So we seem to have a mix of focus on existing clients, but also availability for new clients as well. Now, Evan, seeing as you mentioned that, is there a focus on particular sectors with new money, or do you see it available throughout?
Not really. We still focus on the markets that we know and we believe that we know better than others. We cannot do, and since we don't know the rig market, the offshore market, so we are more traditional in dry, bulk, and containers, the three main markets.
Okay. And Evan?
For all of you who have suffered through the will always be in business speech, you've also suffered through the sector speech. So we're in business in all the sectors. Some of the sectors are in tougher parts of a cycle than other sectors. How you would look at doing an offshore vessel is different from how you would look at financing a tanker or a container ship right now. But we look at, I think, 24 sectors and 66 subsectors, to quote my boss. So we're looking across all the spectrum. We're doing some market, I mean, we hear about the bad markets. We hear about the markets that are struggling, bulkers or tankers or container vessels. But there's the rest of shipping that you all know that's doing quite okay. So we're looking across the board.
Okay, thank you. Now, Dimitris from Marfin, you mentioned about the Greek debt situation, which actually leads quite nicely onto the next question, which I had in mind, which is obviously last week the Greek government secured its second bailout deal. Mm-hmm. Government influence on the banking sector has added a further complication with potential additional constraints on the lending market for shipping banks. Now, aside from the existing difficulties that are in the ship finance market, has the sovereign debt crisis impacted or the ability to lend and the policies that you have at the bank?
Definitely, yes. The Greek banks and the Cypriot bank, like Marfin, is under pressure to increase right now the capital base, our capital base. Greek and Cypriot banks have to be recapitalized through several billion euros according to the new regulations by summer 2012. Of course, one important issue is that we have an increased cost of capital, so the pricing of our portfolio has to be increased somehow. We had a problem with the deposits because due to the sovereign debt, many Greek depositors transferred their deposits outside Greece, and this had a very big was a very big problem for the Greek banking sector. But as far as the shipping is concerned, Greek government debt has to do anything with the Greek shipping. The Greek shipping is the company. The Greek companies are domiciled in Greece. However, their businesses have to do with coal, the oil, and the iron ore that China is import or exports, and not directly to the Greek trade that is currently almost zero.
Okay. And George, have you found that there's any influence from government controls, whether at head office or otherwise, in terms of policies to shipping?
Well, actually, what's happening in Greece has not really affected our appetite to invest in shipping in Greece. Over and above, and given the fact that ABN AMRO was first established in Greece in the early 70s, quite successfully, I would say, there are also other sectors, non-shipping related, which we think there is an interest to expand. There are some very good corporates in Greece, where we believe that there is potential for international banks to do business with. And as soon as this situation with the Greek state debt normalizes, we believe that there is a potential to expand there.
Okay. And Dimitri, I mean, how? I mean, it's something that's been discussed, but obviously, nobody ever necessarily likes to think of the worst case scenario. But how would you see a Greek default impacting Greek shipping?
You're right. It's a taboo question in a sense, but I don't think that Greek shipping, and it was mentioned, I think, by Dimitri before, has anything to do with the Greek sovereign risk. In that sense, I don't think there's any direct impact. And in the hopefully remote and certainly unfortunate case that such a eventuality takes place, I don't think it will impact shipping directly. However, it might even lead to... The question is whether it leads to a resolution of the European sovereign debt issue overall, mm-hmm. or a complication. I think this will be the indirect impact, in the sense that banks will, as I said before, I think they will wait to see who's left standing and who's not at the end of this European saga, and then decide where they can deploy their capital. But there is no direct link. In that sense, it's clear, I think, to everybody that Greek shipping is not Greek sovereign risk.
And lots of unknown elements to see how they would pan out and ultimately...
Yes, as we heard before during Nick Kunis' presentation, the numbers of the European sovereign debt are huge. So an eventual negative... course of this whole project might heavily influence the capital base of most banks, not only European, but of the global banking system. So in that sense, yes, there is an indirect impact, but I truly believe that Europe will find its way, the European sovereign debt will be resolved one way or another, and it will lead eventually to a normalization of the bank financing once banks manage to raise their capital ratios to the levels suggested or imposed, actually, by the new banking regulations.
Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to see if we can get slightly more controversial in the questioning. A recent quote from the shipping press stated that we need to get rid of stupid ship owners ordering stupid ships we don't need. What is your view of this statement, and do we need mass consolidation and insolvencies of shipyards and ship owners to improve the issue of oversupply? Now, I'll leave this question for any volunteers in the first instance before I start picking on anyone. Are there any takers?
I guess we should be lucky the author of the article didn't mention stupid bankers. I don't think the ship owners went to the party by themselves. I mean, we were all part of that. The lawyers too, by the way.
We just do what we're told.
It's not the first time there's been over-ordering. It won't be the last time there's over-ordering. I look around the room, this conversation started 4 years ago. So the people that are still here are all looking at their watch, waiting for the bottom. And everyone thinks it's going. Maybe it's the next 10 minutes or the next 10 months, but the capacity will be taken into the system. People will order again. Hopefully there's some consolidation, but we don't see the shipyards closing anytime soon, as long as they need to employ workers across China.
I think this is a problem. Shipbuilding capacity takes, for a number of reasons, mainly labor-related, a long time to decrease. So, and the numbers we heard before in the presentation about trade growth are not extremely strong. So I think it will take some time, but as mentioned, shipping is a cyclical business, been there. The good news possibly is that the credit crunch might make this crisis more severe, but also might bring to a more rapid resolution. This is the hope. So yes, too many orders have been placed. They're not necessarily needed right now, but hopefully not all of them will be delivered, and through pain of all parties involved. And hopefully we'll start from a better base a couple of years down the road.
George, do you have any feel or even a prediction of how long this issue of oversupply will take to correct itself, to resolve?
Well, as Dimitris very rightly said, the lack of financing will make this crisis shorter. A lot of shipping companies will not be able to obtain financing for their new buildings, and as a result of that, they will not go ahead with such projects. The seriousness of this crisis across most sectors in shipping, dry bulk, wet and container, will push a lot of owners to scrap their ships, even though the majority of them are currently debt-free. But it will not be economical for such owners to continue operating those vessels. So in my view, this crisis will last for at least another year, and it will be corrected automatically with the lack of new building orders and heavy scrapping. So hopefully in 2013 we might see a correction in the markets. Let's hope so, at least.
Okay. Right. Now, slightly linked to the previous question is one thing that's probably a sign of the market as well. There are often owners have fast approaching maturity dates, the imminent expiry of waiver letters, and many owners are looking to restructure. So I think a question that many owners would like to know is, what approach does your bank take when contacted by ship owners who need to restructure their loans, some of whom may be struggling to make interest repayments?
As far as Marfin is concerned, we are very supportive so far, and I believe that we will continue to do the same, to have the same approach. First of all, we ask the customers to talk to us very early, so that to have the time and the to find the possible and the best possible solution for the restructuring. Secondly, then our first option is not to foreclose, and rather than to communicate and find the right solution through the restructuring. Of course, this depends on the project and the owner. And that means that if the project and the owner has the good prospects, then we have to be supportive, and we are supportive. It's a lot of discussion about restructuring. We don't believe that restructuring is a panacea. Instead, we believe that restructuring gives a chance to firm up some other credit terms of our facilities. like to cut some dividend payments or to increase pricing or to or even to have some prepayments upfront. We believe that, to this end, I would like to say that we believe that restructuring is a give and take approach rather than to offer some better terms to the borrowers.
Okay, I mean, I think a very common statement or theme is that in most cases, owners are encouraged to speak to their lenders as early as possible, as soon as possible. Is the consensus that you're finding that? Are owners regularly approaching you to discuss difficulties, or are you finding that actually you're needing to approach owners, or is there any mix of that situation?
No, most of the customers have a consensus of our approach, and they are coming on time to the bank and asking for our support in order to find a common solution to their problem.
Okay. And Evan, in terms of, you mentioned that there is new money available. Does that mean that there's also restructuring going on with existing portfolios, or is that just managing to take care of itself?
It's a permanent process. It's a perpetual process. And the interesting thing about this is every transaction and every client is different. So depending on their business model, their liquidity position, how old the ship is, what kind of ship it is, you can make a package that works. We have 1,500 ships in our portfolio. We have 20 which we had to take over. Less than 1%. These are, and it's not one reason. It's an anomaly. Dry bulk, we have 340 vessels we finance with about $2.5 billion. We haven't lost one yet. And that's a combination of luck, good clients, and you have to move early on these things. You have to know what is the end game for that particular transaction.
Okay, so there is often the communication, I think probably it's quite clear also from a lawyer's perspective that dialogue is often there. But I suppose over the next 12 months, how do we see these conversations turning out? Is it likely that we're going to see a lot more refinancings, or is it likely that more enforcements, especially on the private side, could be likely? George?
Well, there are going to be some refinancings, there is no doubt about it. But what I would like to point out is that although the markets are in a very bad shape, dry bulk and wet, we all have to acknowledge the fact that the liquidity of the clients, in my view, is still quite acceptable. Also because there has been a period of very good rates, and this started in 2004 and continued until the end of 2008. And in dry bulk in particular, the last 2 years have not been so dramatic, especially until the end of last year. We have seen very good rates for dry bulk owners. Greece is a market, a dry bulk market, more than a tanker market. So what I expect to see is certainly some restructurings going forward, but at the same time, a lot of owners holding up their liquidity and be able to take advantage of the opportunities which will emerge in the coming months.
Dimitri, did you have anything?
Yes. I think George is correct. Greek shipping has performed very well until now, and hopefully it will continue, either because of the name lending approach or because of the liquidity amassed during the last few years. But the problem here is that during the 80s, banks were very hasty in their reaction because the interest rates were very high, and you know, servicing the loan, even in terms of interest, was very hard. People thought that this time around, given the low interest rates, banks would be more patient, and until now they have been, I think, exactly because interest servicing is easier to do. I think the problem now is that with the new regulations, which are very pro-cyclical, it's the cost of capital that creates the problem. I mean, the new models even if the loan is performing, and the owner is fully performing, if the value of the vessel goes down, it creates significant costs for the bank. And in a traditional shipping bank would probably, in the previous years, take the double-up approach, i.e. give more funds to help create a more competitively priced package of vessels, cheap and expensive together. Given the deleveraging that we all know is going on, it's very hard to adopt this approach. So it will be interesting to see how banks will cater for the increased cost of capital. And I think this will be the source of a number of reactions of banks, irrespective of how well the client is performing.
I think one of the words that was mentioned in the previous topic was relating to restructuring. And focusing slightly again on that area, I think it's clear from recently reported cases that Chapter 11 bankruptcy procedures are readily available to most Greek ship owners. And the topic is increasingly brought to the negotiating table. Now, what would be your recommendations to owners considering to reorganise and use Chapter 11 as part of that process?
I thought that was your job.
We've had inquiries. But and I think it's interesting to see that there are different responses. I mean, in particular, obviously, one case in the press recently has seen banks provide debtor-in-possession finance as part of an organised restructuring. And obviously, it's probably one of the rarities. But is it something that is feasible? Or I think, obviously, from a legal perspective, it's any potentially litigious process has its unknowns and difficulties. What would be your views of that, Evan?
I think we were one of the banks heavily involved in the case you're referring to. It's an expensive process. I mean, once you get rolling in that, it's cost $1 million or $2 million a month to pay for the lawyers and advisors that get involved in the process. Is it worth it? If you're an owner who has a solid business model and it's, I got to survive the next 12 months because cash liquidity is what's going to cause my downfall, yeah, that buys you some cover and buys you some time if you see your business can survive is viable 12 months out. I know some old friends in here like to do this, like to, every time there's a problem with the bank, put the keys on the table and say, you want the ship, take the ship. But this is a threat to the banks. Is really less and less. It's banks are already nervous enough. So for the banks to be scared, they're already trying to hide in the corner. The Chapter 11 process is not so complicated to permanently scare the bankers. There's enough advisors I see in the room and lawyers and sharks in the room that can guide you through it, and the banks will come out of it. So it's an expensive, long process, which may not serve your purpose, but can get you out. And yes, we'll do debtor in possession financing because that is the trump card. That's even more protected. The banks who provide that financing during that court protection process have a super lien, so they get first claim on all the ships, all the money that comes out of the process. So that's an easy one to do if you're already involved in it as a bank.
Okay, right. Now, sticking with the restructuring theme, I think from a lawyer's perspective, I think it's clear that different banks have different approaches to their restructuring. So now, I think what I'm seeing that it's banks are increasingly finding it difficult to agree between themselves a preferred course of action for existing facilities. Syndicate members, for example, often have different views on the best way forward for a restructuring. Are you finding it more difficult to reach commercial solutions with owners because some banks are now taking a hardline approach? Dimitri, would you like to?
No, I would even go as far as to say that sessions between syndicate banks and the owners, evolve into psychoanalytic discussion between the banks. And the banks tend to discuss it between themselves and not cater for the needs of the client. But you're right. I mean, you have with this shipping banking environment, somebody has been nationalized, somebody has been exiting shipping, somebody has been asked to deleverage, somebody who is asking has funding problems, or any combination of those. So, yes, and I mean, syndicated lending has been a solid model for quite some time, but it's coming under severe pressure right now. So it's, on the other hand, bilateral lending, although much less complicated, means that you need to deploy a large amount of capital towards one single client, which is not an easy thing to do nowadays, given that you need to cater for the totality of your portfolio. So to answer your question, yes, restructuring is harder with office banks, and sometimes you end up with, you don't know, you're going through unworkable, in a sense, deals.
And you mentioned about even the bilateral situation as well, and obviously there are structures where you have a series of bilateral loans to the same borrower group. So you may not necessarily have that direct link with another lender to the same borrower group. So if, for example, one bank is taking a very hardline approach, but actually you'd like to reach a commercial solution and find something workable, it becomes more difficult to actually have an overall game plan with a particular owner. How would you find that situation? Is that more difficult or is that easier?
I think at the end of the day, it's a case-by-case approach, but even banks that are more aggressive in their approach, not because of shipping reasons, but because of internal reasons, I think they're gradually getting to the point where they understand that it doesn't make... They're shooting themselves on the foot by taking very aggressive approaches. So it is more complicated. It takes more time. It doesn't get easier by the fact that both the banking market and the shipping market are in dire straits right now. We simply have to justify our salary much harder.
And for any of the other banks that are finding themselves really involved in syndicated transactions, are you finding it more difficult to reach commercial solutions as between the banks?
Absolutely. The single biggest problem we have is the other banks. Once it gets taken off the commercial desk and you're dealing with a workout guy or you're dealing with a special credits team, the words commercial and solution don't come up in the same sentence. It's just impossible. And it's understandable. I mean, they're driven by, okay, the workout guys come in and their scorecard is measured by how quickly they cross it off the list. The commercial guys are there for next year's deals. And
I mean, feel free to pass on this question, but are you noticing any trends in the types of banks that are taking a more hardline approach or not wanting to look at commercial options? Is that a pass?
there are banks that I was always reluctant to have in a syndicate, and there are banks that we won't, if I can at all avoid it, won't work with in a group of four. So.
Okay. George?
Well, I think in a big syndication, I think it's going to take more time to come into a commercial agreement. We have seen this happening. I think it will continue to be the case when there are restructurings and there are large syndicates involved for reasons that Dimitris mentioned. I mean, a lot of banks have exited the SIP lending business. Some others have been nationalized. Others want to get rid of their shipping portfolio. So for a number of reasons, coming into a commercial agreement is going to be more difficult. But I think at the end of the day, there will be such agreements. And the banks will cooperate, as we have seen it happening. It's going to be a time-consuming process.
So am I right in thinking that when the banks on the panel here are in the same syndicate, it's perfect harmony and there's commercial solutions all around? I'll take that as a yes. Right. Now we'll try and see if we can go to a slightly positive edge on the discussion that we've had so far on the state of the ship finance market. But Let's start with one angle, which is that there had been signs of margins beginning to reduce towards the end of 2011. But a recent report suggests that the average spread for new loans is between 250 and 400 basis points above LIBOR. So with this in mind, the future seems obvious. Higher borrowing costs, stricter covenants, and less available finance. Is there any good news?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. LIBOR is at a very low level right now, so the all-in cost for the ship owners is still low compared to historic levels. So I wouldn't be very concerned about the margins, which they are at around the levels we just mentioned. But at the same time, I don't expect the LIBOR to pick up for reasons that have to do with the uncertainty in the world economy and the recession which is taking place. So I think for the owners, it's not going to be so dramatic.
Any other takers for good news?
Yeah, the good news is there's money out there. And I'm not going to say the paradigm shifted, but it's if there's money out there, take it. You take the covenants. You take the cash restriction clauses. You just fight like hell if you can on one clause, a prepayment penalty. So you take the money and you wait for the shipping banks to come back in and you refinance.
I believe that also I have to add that due to the high pricing of attached in the new facilities, in the new lendings right now, and due to some more strict conditions and covenants in the facilities right now, that makes shipping more attractive to banks that in the previous years did not involve so active in the field. So I believe that it may be an opportunity for either existing lenders to recommence lending or some newcomers to start lending in the field. Right now, the return on capital is quite attractive for the banks in order to be involved in shipping.
Nature abhors vacuum, so there will be solutions found, not necessarily banking lending solutions. I think it's clear we're going towards a year, an era of lower leveraging. That's clear, but as Ivan said, the money is out there, not necessarily, though, in terms of banking financing.
Okay. So with a few of those positive comments from the bankers, I think there's now a chance for questions from the audience if we have time. Are there any takers?
What is your view in the current climate for consolidation and aggregation of large business?
In Greece, you mean?
No, just in shipping.
Well, we keep hearing about consolidation for the last 20 years, but we have not seen this happening. It might be the case that the lack of financing for small ship owners might lead to a consolidation. Especially when the second generation of ship owners will take up the businesses. They might be more prepared to consolidate and join forces with other companies in order to have better access to capital. But again, that remains to be seen. I think in Greece we might continue to see a high number of shipping companies operating, which is not the case in other markets, like in Norway, for example.
Now, slightly linked to that question as well, do we see the likelihood of consolidation of banks in the future? I mean, obviously there are portfolios out there, whether as a whole or in part. Is that something that you see as being foreseeable in the future?
I thought the shipping company consolidation question was slightly more intriguing. Because if there were, that question is not a new question. You know, I've heard that for so many years. And if there was a consolidation to happen, all the investment bankers in this room would have been already selling it. So maybe it's aggregation is the right word. There are people who won't make it through a long, tough 12 months now. They will run out of cash this time. And then there'll be existing fleets that get aggregated by somebody else. Sorry, on the banking side, the guys who are selling don't have realistic price expectations yet, so there's no consolidation.
Okay. Was there any other questions? No? Well, I think there are some positive notes, and I think hopefully the bankers will be pleased that they've managed to get through them. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.